Contact your local school district or food service director for more information on current positions available. Don't hesitate. Call today. Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education and this station.
KVOE live and local. Good morning, 844 sunshine and 64 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 844, we're talking scouting. We're talking Boy Scouting, which means longtime Representative Alex Mosikowski joining us here to talk about Sign Up for Scouting Night.
Alex, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you on. So you ready for scouting activities to officially launch?
That's right. We're very excited. Tonight is the school night to join scouting. So if you're in kindergarten through fifth grade, boys and girls, you're welcome to join scouts tonight.
And this is for Cub Scouts, remember, serves me correctly, or are we also talking about the younger ages for Boy Scouts as well?
Yeah, so it's part of the same organization. So Cub Scouts is for younger kids, kindergarten through fifth, and then they move up to Scouts BSA, and then that's when they can do more of the camping, outdoor skills at that age up to high school.
All right, good. Where will sign-ups be taking place, Alex?
Oh, yeah, so we have a lot of locations. Between 4:30 and 6:30, we'll have sign-ups at Logan Avenue Elementary, Riverside Elementary, and Willowmount White Elementary. Then we have from 6:30 to 8:30, Timmerman Village and Walnut Elementary Schools. And finally, from 6:15 to 8:15, we have sign-up at Sacred Heart Catholic School.
Okay. For folks that are bringing their kiddos, and the kiddos that probably have already put a bug in their parents' ear that this is something they want to do, what are some of the different things that are going to be taking place at the elementary schools tonight?
So when they come to their sign-up night, the kids will probably have a fun activity while the parents will kind of get a little information about what kind of activities they'll be doing in Scouts, what pack they'll join, kind of start forming their den groups, and then kind of like, you know, dues and other important information. So the kids will have a lot of fun tonight. I don't know exactly what each area is going to have activity-wise, but the kids will have fun, kind of introduction to Scouts, and then the parents will get all the information and sign them up.
Alex Mosikowski talking about Scout sign-up night, which is tonight, and more than a handful of area elementary schools. Now, Alex, dependent on the school you go to sign up, is that kind of the pack number you'll be, or can you get a different pack number even if you're not in the right elementary school? How does that all work?
Yeah, so you can go to the school. If you go to the school, you'll probably get information about the pack in that area, but if you are not able to go to that time or that school, you can go to one of the other schools to sign up and let them know that you're interested in joining a pack with their fellow students in another school. So they'll let you know which pack they're kind of associated with, but you can sign up with any of them, and they're all really good communication with each other that they'll trade information. So if you can get all the information, sign up, and they'll give your name and stuff to the right leader.
Again, Alex Mosikowski joining us with Sign Up for Scouting Nights taking place at Emporia's Elementary Schools. Alex, for parents that may not be all that interested in scouting, or, you know, the kids are just getting kind of showing demonstrating their own interest, what are the benefits of scouting in addition to the, you know, the different fun activities that they do?
Yeah. So I've been a lifelong a scout. I grew up in scouts, and now my son is just old enough to join the youngest level of scouts. So I'm actually planning on signing him up tonight. And the reason that I want to do that is because I realized I learned a lot of life skills through Scouts. And for parents that want to broaden their child's worldview and introduce them to new experiences, this is a great opportunity. If you don't really know how to do that, this kind of gives you the framework to do that, and plus you're doing it with the kids. So I always tell the parents that you're not just signing up your kid, you're signing up yourself, because it's, especially those younger years, it's really child and parent involved. So you get to experience all these things where their child is learning and growing. You get to be part of that experience as well.
All right. So, Alex, reset the schedule for us, if you don't mind. What's going to be taking place here this evening, and how folks can get all the information they need here about Sign Up for Scouting Night?
Yeah, sir. So the sign-up times Logan Avenue, Riverside, and William on White is 4:30 to 6:30. And then Timmerman Village and Walnut is at 6:30 to 8:30. And Sacred Heart is from 6:15 and 8:15. Bring your kid, bring yourself. You probably want to bring a check, too, because they'll probably be taking payment for dues. And then they'll have everything else that you'll need to sign up.
Get out there, get involved, get scouting. Alex, we appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
You have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Alex Mosikowski talking about scout sign-up at many locations tonight. Chuck?
Oh, yes. Good stuff to be had there. Just a quick reminder here, coming up here tomorrow in the Newsmaker 2 spot, we'll have Lee and Carol Alderman at 8:20 talking about the Emporia Rescue Mission, Shiloh Home, and also talking about Abundant Harvest. Wednesday, we've got a couple of interviews coming up. We've got FCC Press Secretary Paloma Perez at 8:20 as we talk about the FCC's Affordable Connectivity Program, and then we get a biweekly update from Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan. Again, those two interviews coming up Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour here on KVOE.
Thank you, Chuck. KVOE Live. And local 850 sunshine, 64 degrees. Good morning.
Summer is winding down, but the savings are heating up at Longmont Auto Plaza with great offers on new Chevy and pre-owned models now. Get summer drive savings on new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab models with Turbo Max engines and get up to $7,000 off MSRP. And we have Silverado LTZ and RST models in stock too. Now is a great time to get end of summer offers and incredible savings on new Chevy and Buick models. So come see us today or visit our website, longvineauto.com. Chevy. Find new roads.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia first.
This is Brian with Bluestem Farm Ranch Supply. Locally owned since 1961. We appreciate your business and for shopping Emporia first.
This is Roger with Heartland Office Systems, your local source for printers, copiers, and office supplies in Emporia. Thank you for keeping it local and shopping Emporia first.
Shop Emporia.
This is Pete Euler, State Farm Insurance. Before you head out of town, take a look around, shop Emporia first.
Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street. If it's scrap and it's metal, we want yours. Thanks for shopping Emporia first.
Thank you for dining with Mi Chavalita Mexican Grill. The Lopez family appreciates your continued support.
Shop Emporia first.
Hi, this is Hubba from Old Rum's Liquor. Nancy and I appreciate your business, and thank you for shopping Emporia first.
Spend it here, keep it here. Shop Emporia first.
Join KVOE every Thursday morning at 11.